So what motivated overcoming an imperfect boss?
You know, I thought about that. With all of the things that I could write about, why did I pick this as the very first thing to come out with a book on? And, you know, it's really because I have watched over the years so many people that I have mentored really struggle with this. And I think I've seen too many throw up their hands and say, well, it is what it is. This too shall pass, right? So I'm just going to buckle down, do the best I can, and hopefully, you know, something will change and I'll get a new boss who will be better. It's like any relationship. If you take a, I'm not investing in this, you know, approach to it, you're not going to get much back. But what I have found is that if you really can work on a relationship that feels strained, a relationship with your boss that feels strained, what comes out on the other side of that is absolutely, can be absolutely beautiful. And I have found that some of the bosses that I worked with over the years that really drove me absolutely crazy in the beginning later turned out to be the deepest, longest-lasting personal relationships, friendships, you know, that have lasted decades. And it's amazing to me how it started. I mean, it's gotten to a point that if I come home and I complain about a bad boss, my husband just laughs and says, we'll see. We'll see how this turns out. So I really have made it a very important point over the years in the work that I do with mentoring people, either who are on my team, you know, maybe lower in the organization, or outside of my team, to say, you need to take responsibility for your side of this relationship, and you are more powerful than you think.